Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This episode is sponsored by Try Vegan, a vegan meal home delivery service that is nutritious and delicious and makes your life easier. Based out of New Jersey, they deliver throughout the Northeast. Check out more details on their website, tryveganmealprep.com. And you can get 25% off your first order with the promo code LITYOGA. So go vegan. Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Lit Yoga podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter and safer movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Welcome to Monday Motivation. Today's topic is about staying injury-free as you exercise at home. So I was asked to write an article about this increased incidence of at-home exercise injuries. A recent study had found that at-home exercise injuries that resulted in a visit to the ER increased by more than 48% from 2019 to 2020. So many people are now committed to at-home fitness. It is important to keep them safe. And here are some tips for how you can avoid injuries that might, you know, sideline you or even bring you to the ER. And I have had some privates recently, and they've mentioned to me that they've been increasing their activity this year, whether it's doing a bike at home or doing exercise on a video or something like that. And so here are some tips, because you definitely want to keep moving. This is not about avoiding that. But since we are still in a pandemic and many more people are exercising at home, we do need to be cautious. We do need to be careful. We do need to be present. Those are big, big states of being that we have to bring into our exercise. So my thoughts are this: injuries at home can occur just as they would in a gym or fitness or yoga studio, but they might happen more frequently or more often at home for a couple of reasons. When we're at home, there's just more distractions present. And that means you might be paying less attention to your form, your alignment, and any signals that your body's giving you that you're not moving well. The accountability can also be lacking, because if someone is exercising without an instructor watching or other fitness participants nearby, you might get more sloppy. You might be more inclined to kind of, I don't want to say half-ass it, but not do it as well because no one is watching, essentially. Also, quality instruction on online platforms is really variable. There can be really great instructors, and there can be instructors who might be well-intentioned, but just are not giving appropriate cues. And it becomes even more important as we exercise at home that, since we're not getting in-person feedback and cueing, that the instruction is high quality. So there's such a growing number of choices for online programs. And with that, there's a lot, huge number of exercise instructors with a wide range of experiences and knowledge. So even if an instructor looks the part, you know, is very toned and has a great physique and great energy, that doesn't necessarily mean that the knowledge is there. So limited knowledge for how to instruct a diverse population with differing needs and abilities is absolutely crucial. And not every instructor has that experience. and that education. So we do want to stay in shape and strong, and we do want to keep exercising. So here are some tips for the best way to avoid injuries while exercising at home. So number one, choose an exercise space free of as many distractions as possible. Now, if you can't exercise in a separate room than your family or roommates, choose the best time of day where fewer distractions exist. Focus on the exercise you're doing, whether it's on a fitness bike, treadmill, or taking an online class, and put unnecessary devices away to avoid distractions from them. So you will have probably some kind of device if you are streaming a class, but other than that, try and put your phone away or anything else that could distract you, because you need to be paying attention to your form. And paying attention to your form matters the most when you're exercising. It really, really makes a difference, people. I'm sure you know this, but I can't emphasize it enough. From years of being a physical therapist and yoga teacher, what I've seen when people get injured is that they've just done suboptimal movement over and over, and that creates the risk of injury, whether it's to a tendon, a ligament, or to a muscle itself, and the joint, of course. Okay, another tip. You need to create accountability by exercising with yourself, with extra attention to form, or exercising with a partner who can really cheer you on and really keep you like engaged. Having a partner or having somebody to be accountable to will let you know if and when you're slacking off, right? And so make a commitment to even have a private session with a professional to get personal feedback regarding your form while exercising. So I do a lot of privates that are one-offs. Like I look at someone's form and I give them tips, and that way they can go back to doing their thing, but they have a little bit more education and information. Some of those privates become regulars. So just get a private session, even one session with a qualified instructor can really go a long way. If you have that private session, take notes. Take notes afterwards with those pointers that specifically can help your particular weaker areas or your pain points. And that'll help because you'll come back to that and that'll really trigger the memory of, oh yeah, when I do this, I need to flex better at the hips and, you know, not tip in my pelvis or around my spine or something like that. So take notes and pay for that personal instruction if you're doing most of the stuff on your own. Because again, those little refined tips can go a long way to keep you exercising for a long time. I'm always bewildered by, I know sometimes money can be tight, but I'm bewildered by the fact that people are resistant to spending money on themselves, spending money on their health. You know, health is something that you don't really fully appreciate until something has gone wrong with it. And nothing else in your life will be as beautiful and as joyful if your health isn't good. So this is the place where you want to hands down put your money, because it will benefit you in every aspect of your life. Finally, you do want to choose the optimal instructor for whatever online instruction exercise you're doing. And what I would suggest is do the research, get to know these instructors, get to know how much they know about the body, the movement. Obviously, I'm very biased because I'm a physical therapist and I train people to learn about their bodies and then to teach them how to educate other people about their bodies. And this does take time. It takes effort and energy. We aren't getting this education in school, so you have to get it somewhere. So an instructor who's just calling out moves with little information about the form, mechanics, is less likely to help you stay injury-free. So just really put on your critical thinking lens and see what this instructor seems to know. And even, you know, dive into the biography and the research. Does this person have good education? Has this individual spent money themselves on getting educated and getting more information? And if they're speaking language that sounds like, oh, they know what they're talking about, they're giving you specifics about your body and giving you modifications, then that is a really good sign that they know what they're talking about. So again, an instructor who is well-versed in the body and able to offer modifications and variations based on a student's level of experience is totally worth the research time you're going to spend and any investment you spend. So again, we do not have to just exercise and not pay attention. We have to pay attention because our movement matters. And what we do in our exercise time will show up in our daily life. And our daily life will show up in our exercise. And that's why we have to pay attention. You know, if you're sitting at a desk all day, you're going to come into your exercise with some of those kind of pre-conditioned postures and imbalances. And you want someone to be paying attention to you, someone to give you feedback. And if you don't have an instruction in real time where the person can see you, it's just a recording, you want to pay attention to your own form. Don't space out. Don't get distracted by things around you, your to-do list. Give yourself this time. You deserve it. And remember, your health is paramount. It is the most important thing. I can't say it enough. I've seen so many people over the years of being a PT, whether it's rehab and it's a very, very traumatic just shift in their physical abilities via a disease or injury, or it's something more minor from just a repetitive injury. I've seen it, and people really suffer when their health has been compromised. So spend the time on doing the research, get a buddy, get some kind of accountability partner, pay for a private session so you can get more feedback for your form, whether even if it's on the bike. If you're doing something on a bike, I've spoken with a lot of people this year because indoor biking has become big. You need to have your seat set at a proper height, or you're going to possibly, you know, have some tendonitis in your knees or some kind of knee achiness. You don't want to have your handlebars too low or you're rounding. You've got to set up your bike well. You've got to set up your, whatever you're doing, set it up well. Exercise on a good floor so you're not injuring your joints by, you know, if you're exercising on cement, that is like the least ideal place to exercise. So pay attention, keep moving, and know that I'm cheering for you. And feel free to write me at any time. You can always direct message me on Instagram at laura.hyman, and you can write at support@lityoga.com. And if you haven't checked out Lit Yoga, go and check out a class. We have 2-week free trial. We now have 3 different models. We have a basic plan. If you're just interested in beginner type classes and getting to know Lit, and you're only doing this a few times a week at the most, if you're interested in really diving in, we have the Lit Daily, which has over 500 classes in our library. It is super robust, and we have something for everyone. And then we have our Lit Prime, which is the highest end, but it has so much. You have the free monthly workshop. You have in like live virtual classes where you will get feedback from the teacher via Zoom. And then we, of course, have the recorded library of classes that the Lit Daily platform has as well. So check out those. There's a 2-week free trial. You can't lose out. Whatever you're doing, keep moving. Take care of yourself because you deserve it. And know that I'm pulling for you.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.